is a recording of the April 14th, 2021 Operations Committee meeting to convene at 4 p.m. at the Chugiak Electric Boardroom.
Yeah, on time. And we'll start with roll call. And so I'll just go through everyone. I see Director Hollis is at the table, Director Chastain, Director Kaysen, and who is a director but not part of the operations committee, and Director Morse is here. And then online I see Director Wiggins and Director Henderson, who is attending but he's not part of the committee. So good, welcome. And so we have a quorum. Move forward. Has everyone looked at the agenda?
Yep.
Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Move to second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the agenda as written. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the vote. All in favor of approving the agenda as written, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And the agenda is approved. The next item is approval of the minutes from the April 1st, 2021 meeting. Is there a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes from the April 1st Operations Committee meeting. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. All in favor of approving the minutes from the April 1st Operations Committee meeting, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? And the minutes are approved as written. Persons to be heard, I do not see any. So that should be good. Next item is new business, and we have two items on new business. And so, Lee, I'll let you lead those.
Okay.
If you'd like.
We've got two undergrounding projects to go through, and I'm going to have Brian, why don't you come to the table and kind of lead it off. I don't know if it's Andrew online.
Andrew's online, okay. And he'll walk through. We've got a couple of brief presentations. These are both large undergrounding projects.
Oh no, you're fine. I was doing that so you didn't have to.
I'm vaccinated, fully vaccinated. So. They both will come out of the funds that we've collected for the undergrounding through the Title 21 ordinance and the state ordinance. And right now we have about $10 million in that fund. We will add about $6 million to it this year. And we will spend ideally about $10 million, although last week we got some news from the DOT that they're pushing one of the projects that we're going to bring for project approval to you tonight. They're pushing that out to later in the fall. So we may not actually go out for construction for that this year. We may not actually perform construction. We will go out to bid and bring a contract back to you. So I'll let Andrew walk through the two projects, starting with O'Malley Road. Are you on mute, Andrew?
Or did we lose everyone?
Or did we lose? Huh?
We just lost the whole connection.
I love technology.
Connie, can you hear us? We lost everybody.
Yeah. Now my computer's not doing anything.
Technology.
I guess they're still on, so.
Oh, it's we dropped off and they're still in a meeting.
Oh, they're in a meeting without us.
You got it.
It's a really good presentation.
He's probably just going.
He is going. He's at the last slide. Looking up on the screen.
Look, there's no questions from the board. All right.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
And all right.
You got to start over. Go back to the beginning.
Okay. Good presentation.
Okay.
That was quick.
There we go. Okay, good afternoon. My name is Andrew Laughlin, as Brian said, and I'm with the engineering department, and tonight I'm here to walk you through the O'Malley Road undergrounding project. As Brian said, we're here with requesting a motion to for an approved project authorization on the O'Malley Road project. This is a project being done in conjunction with a DOT road improvement project. Our scope of this project is to underground the distribution feeders along O'Malley Road between Rock Ridge Drive and Hillside Drive. So basically across the street from the substation on the north side of O'Malley up to Hillside Drive heading east. And again, to the west of Rock Ridge Drive down to Kane Street, we'll be undergrounding conflicts with the DOT road improvement project. The improvements basically are taking the overhead conductors and placing them underground with replacing them with a cable and a vault duct system. Some of the benefits that will be observed from this project for Chugach are increased reliability by taking these overhead circuits and putting them underground. Of course, that'll help us do better during high wind events, and the hillside's a windy place. So that'll be beneficial, as well as an increased capacity on the circuits. Can I get the next slide, please?
Okay, Andrew, hang on for a second. Is there someone that can go on mute? We're hearing a lot of background noise. Thank you. Go ahead, Andrew.
Okay. Let me try turning my microphone down. I think that might be a part of the problem, too. All right. The cost of the project is estimated at $4.1 million, and there is a cost-sharing arrangement with the DOT on this project. It's a 40-60 split where the DOT will be in reimbursing Chugach for approximately $1.7 million of the project cost, and Chugach will be footing the bill for approximately $2.4 million of the project. The Chugach portion of this project will be funded, as Brian said, through the Title 21 Undergrounding Fund, which has $10.5 million in it, and we're looking to accumulate another $6 million into that fund over the course of this year through the 2% surcharge applied to consumers' bills for the MOA undergrounding requirement. That said, I think Brian already alluded to, the project should go out to construction this summer. We're looking at a late summer construction and potentially going into next year. In either case, any construction contracts that are over $1 million will be brought back to the board for authorization. That's all I have. It's a pretty straightforward project. Any questions on it?
Go ahead, Director Kaysen.
This is distribution undergrounding, right?
That is correct.
A bunch of primary in that last slide. I was just making sure there's no. In the picture there, I see that's not 14.4 on that.
It's 34.5.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, this project is entirely distribution.
So that those tall poles will stay?
Yes.
Okay. Just confirming. That's what I understood reading the.
All right. Any other questions?
But Brian, it's not totally underbuilt. You're probably looking at just.
Yeah, I'm not sure that those pictures are accurate. We've got to go back and look at. We are in some places undergrounding 34.5, not on this particular project, though. We do underground 34.5. That's not a transmission voltage at the top of that pole. In fact, from Hillside all the way to O'Malley is underground.
It's 34.
Yeah. We don't underground 138 or 115. 69 kV and above, we don't generally underground.
So. What is the reliability statistic, comparative statistic for underground distribution and above ground line? Do you have you mentioned a couple times increased reliability.
We have less, you will have less outages when you bury it, but in the wintertime, depending on how it works, sometimes the outages, if the cable does fail, are longer. But generally when we underground it, we tend to loop feed it so that we can open at one location, close at another, pick the customers up, and work on the faulted segments. So generally reliability improves, but you can have, if you get in a situation where you have two faults, two short circuits on the same circuit at different times, and one isn't repaired yet. It can be longer because we have to steam thaw the ground.
Do we keep track of Katie and Sadie overhead versus underground?
I can get you that data. We don't report it, but we have it at that level in the outage reporting system. And I think, I believe our, Andrew can speak to this, but I think when they do the worst performing feeder analysis, we have a project where we work on our worst performing feeder every year. I believe they look at that, but Andrew can, you know.
That's correct. Any feeder with consistent failures is slated for a capital project for replacement or some sort of improvement to deal with those issues.
Have we collected in the database at that level? I've just never actually personally gone in and queried it along those lines.
But I think there are some statistics on overhead versus underground that we can get for you.
Oh, yeah, we can pull them together.
That's interesting, just because it's a topic of conversation. Why do I pay an undergrounding fee? What do I get for it? And
we can put some together.
The reliability component is always an interesting thing.
I guess one question I have is what's our intention to get out of this? I know the next couple slides are a motion, and are you expecting a motion to recommend the board approve? So this motion is written for the board to approve, so we can't do that in this meeting, but we can do a recommendation.
That's correct. Approve the motion so it can go on the consent agenda on the regular board meeting.
That was our thinking, was the way we would go on the consent agenda of the regular board meeting.
Okay, so what we can do is move to recommend that this...
That the operations committee recommend the board of directors authorize.
Well, now mine shows that here. Where was I saying? I was reading somewhere else.
Maybe you didn't back in.
No, it's all right. Okay, I've got it. The right one now. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I think the objective here is to kind of take care of some of these reports in this meeting, and then
shortens
up the bigger board meetings.
That's perfect. I just want to make sure we have.
You might have been looking at the resolution,
which
has that on there.
So. No, I saw.
Yep.
I was looking in the wrong place. So, is there any other discussion on this project before we move forward with a motion? Do I hear a motion?
I move that the Operations Committee recommend the Board of Directors authorize the Chief Executive Officer to proceed with the O'Malley Road overhead to underground conversion project at an estimated total cost of $4,100,000 and a total cost to Chugach of $2,400,000.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we're going to vote on recommending to the board to approve the authorization for O'Malley Road overhead to underground conversion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? And the motion passes as written. All right, so the next item will be another undergrounding on Arctic Boulevard.
Yes, this is a very similar presentation as to the last one, slightly different scope. So getting right into it, this is an undergrounding project on Arctic Boulevard. Again, we are requesting a motion to authorize a project here. The scope of this project is to underground another distribution circuit along Arctic Boulevard between Raspberry Road and Diamond Boulevard. And again, it's a similar process. We're taking an overhead circuit and replacing it with underground cables and a vault duct system. Similar benefits, added capacity to the circuits themselves, as well as the reliability benefit of going underground. An additional benefit for this project is the fact that we have several large consumers that are fed from this circuit. So those large loads will benefit from having added capacity on the distribution circuits. Can I get the next slide, please? This project has an estimated cost of $2.1 million. And again, it will be funded entirely through the undergrounding fund. There's no cost sharing. This isn't a reimbursable project. This is a project Chugach is doing solely. And it was included in our Title 21 undergrounding plan as well as our budget. And again, there's $10.5 million in the fund and looking to accumulate $6 million this year into that fund based on the 2% surcharge on consumers' bills for the MOA undergrounding requirement. We anticipate this contract or this project going to construction this summer with a little sooner than the DOT project that we just spoke of. So we will anticipate bringing something back to the board for authorization here in the next few months on that one. And that's all I really have on this project. It's pretty straightforward. Any questions?
Any Director Hollis?
Yep. Andrew, just as a reminder, both of these projects are on the long-range undergrounding plan. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Any other questions? And I guess I do have a question more about the overall Title 21 funding for the undergrounding plan. Both these projects are on the Chugach South District. Do we have projects that are planned for this year on the Chugach North District? Or
Absolutely. There are. We basically adopted MLMP's five-year plan, and that will get incorporated into our five-year program. But one of the things we agreed with the municipality and some interveners is a process to make sure we do complete the projects that were in the North plan according to that schedule. So that's one thing we agreed to do up front.
And we will be coming with additional undergrounding projects later in the summer here.
Okay.
Come together with them. We do have we have a pretty good chunk of money on the books right now, this $10 million, so we're trying to accelerate and get some of that spent. We had a project that was delayed, I can't remember if it was last year or the year before, that left a big chunk of money on there, and so we try to keep that clean, because when the auditors come in, they question why we have this money, so we are trying to pick up the pace and get more of that work out on the street.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't this one-time thing, this is all the undergrounding. Sure. All right. If there's no additional questions, we'll move on to the motion. Anyone? Go ahead.
I move that the Operations Committee recommend the Board of Directors authorize the Chief Executive Officer to proceed with the Arctic Boulevard overhead to underground conversion project at an estimated total cost of $2,100,000.
I will second that.
Been moved and seconded that we recommend to the board the Arctic Boulevard overhead to underground conversion. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the vote. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? And the motion passes as written. So that should complete our new business, and now we'll move into executive session.
Thank you, Andrew.
Want to call a motion to go into executive session?
I will do that. Move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 10.25.175(c)(1), (3), and (4), the Board of Directors Operations Committee go into executive session to 1, discuss and receive reports regarding financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative. 2, discuss with its attorneys legal matters, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative. And 3, discuss personnel matters.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. We go into executive session. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
And we're in executive session.
Okay.
Back on. Yep. All right, we're out of executive session. And so we're going to go to new business. And the first item in new business is recommendation of the 2020 CEO evaluation and compensation. And we have a motion.
I'll make the motion. Move that the operations committee recommends the board of directors approve the 2020 CEO evaluation and compensation as discussed in executive session.
I will second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, we're going to call the vote. All in favor of moving that the operations committee recommends the board of directors approve the 2020 CEO evaluation and compensation as discussed in executive session, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Opposed? And the motion passes as written. In our agenda, we do have a second motion. However, that motion is being deferred at this time and until we have the 21-2022 CEO PSIs identified in a line. So with that, we are done with new business and we're moving to director comments. I'll start with you, Director Wiggins.
Well, thank you. Always interesting and always, frankly, challenging. And I believe we're all trying to do our best, both on the staff side and the director's side. And there's a lot of learning on my behalf yet to be done about all these various facets. I've enjoyed it. That's all I've got to say. Thanks.
Thank you. Director Henderson, can you hear us and are you able to speak or is it still not working?
Can you hear me if you can?
Yes. Yeah. Right? Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, the challengers are still here and a few more rear your ugly head, but we'll do it. We'll just tackle it because it has to be tackled. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim. Director Chastain.
Always good to have these operations committee meetings to be able to deep dive into the issues that we're trying to address, and this was no different of a meeting for sure. I think that we are going to get to the bottom of a lot of these things. I always appreciate being able to get through the CEO evaluation. I think the process gets easier, more streamlined. We get better at putting our metrics together every year, and so I appreciate the process and appreciate all the information that you gave us, Lee, and I think it was a good process this year, and appreciate being able to kind of get through the bulk of that, and we will work on the goals to address some of the challenges that we have for next year, and I appreciate all the good, open conversation with my fellow directors and the staff. Thanks, Lee, for everything. And it was a good meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Director Hollis.
Well, at the risk of repeating, I want to thank you, Lee, and also thank your team for the quick turnaround on the information that we asked for. I think this was a good meeting and good conversation all the way around, and you know, that's what we want, and we're going to move forward in a positive way, and yeah, it was very good. Thank you.
All right. Director Morse?
Yeah, I want to thank the team for producing the information. I felt like it was super helpful. The deep dive is super good. Special thanks to Director Wiggin and Director Henderson for hanging on remotely and I want to say I'm so glad that we're going to get back to meeting in person. I feel like this was so much richer of a conversation for me. I feel like in addition to talking about more information, I feel like being together, I understood it better. I was more focused on really understanding it. So I think that meeting in person together is super important as we do these deep dives. And I so appreciate the work done to get us there. And I'm looking forward to having us all here as we're able to do, and appreciate staff staying late so that we get to have this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Director Kaysen.
Well, being a non-committee member, I just appreciate being included. And I'll echo, as Director Hollis, my appreciation, Lee, for the forthright engagement with the substance of the questions posed, and think that responsiveness sets a really good example for your troops to follow. You're doing a good job of taking responsibility, of seeking answers, and making sure that we don't assume we're on the right track and never check the course again. And that's certainly what we need. So thank you.
All right, thanks. Lee?
Good discussion. I appreciate the review committee, the meeting we had yesterday, and again tonight, the full board. I think it was a good dialogue, and I appreciate the feedback, and we'll make changes and some goals, and we'll get on track. So thank you much.
Great. Without trying to repeat everything, I do appreciate the information you provided tonight, and some of it at a very quick turnaround, which is really appreciated. The other item is the CEO Evaluation Committee. I do want to personally thank all of them for the extreme amount of work I know they're putting in. It's a difficult job and probably one of our hardest jobs, so I do appreciate that.
And I'd like to echo that as well.
Here.
Yeah. And I also look forward to seeing everyone back in person. I think we have much more richer conversations, so it's really good. So with that, I'm looking for a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.